A few blocks on, she buys a black knit cap and a pair of Chinese sunglasses from an Israeli street vendor, shaking her head at his suggestion of a Rolex Daytona to complete the look. With the cap tugged low, hair tucked up into it, and the Rixons to zip up and slouch down in, she feels relatively gender neutral. Not that it doesn't feel as safe here as she remembers it having felt before, but that in itself takes a little getting used to. Actually, she's heard that violent crime is up, but she'll treat it as though it isn't. Because she can't stay up in her white box overhanging the city. Not now. She feels as though something more than her soul has been left behind this time, and she needs to walk it off. Win. She'd started to project Win on those white walls, and that won't do. The image still ungrieved. No. Putting her feet down firmly as she walks on. Walk like a man. I fought the law. Hands in pockets. The right clutching the sunglasses. And the law won. She passes one of those spookily efficient midnight road crews who've set up self-illuminated traffic cones, prettier than any lamp she's ever owned, and are slicing into asphalt with a water-cooled steel disc. Tokyo doesn't so much sleep as pause to allow crucial repairs to its infrastructure. She's never actually seen soil emerge from any incision they might make in the street here. It's as though there is nothing beneath the pavement but a clean, uniformly dense substrate of pipes and wiring. She walks on, more or less at random, responding to some half-forgotten sense of direction, until she finds herself nearing Kabukicho, the all-night zone they call Sleepless Castle. Its streets bright as day, very few surfaces lacking at least one highly active source of illumination. She's been here before, though never alone, and knows it to be the land of mahjong parlors, tiny bars with highly specialized clienteles, sex shops, video porn, and probably much else, but all of it managed with a Vegas-like sobriety of intent that makes her wonder how much fun any of it could really be, even for the committed enthusiast. Nothing more serious is liable to happen to her here, she trusts, than being accosted by the proverbial drunken salaryman, none of whom have ever proven insistent, or indeed even seriously mobile. The noise level as she keeps walking is becoming phenomenal, industrial, music, songs, Godzilla volume, sexual midway pitches in Japanese. Pretend it is the sea. The individual buildings are remarkably narrow, their restless street-level facades seeming to form a single, unbroken surface of neon, carnival excess. But overhead are small, neat signs, identically rectangular, arranged up the fronts of each one, naming the services or products to be had on each small upper floor.